Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm not getting trapped into it. Not today, man. Not Super Bowl week. I am not getting trapped into who's the greatest player. I'm not. You know that guy that's still out there. And I know he doesn't have any of the records when it comes to top scorer of all time. But listen, congratulations, LeBron James. That's an all-time NBA scoring leader. Took it from another guy that's in consideration for greatest player of all time, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and that famous sky hook from 10 to 12 feet that just seemed like it was friggin' automatic. And a great career that he had and was there. And, of course, it was a Laker love fest last night with all the great Laker players. A bunch of them were there. And so kind of cool stuff with that. Anyway, we got a lot of other stuff here in South Florida as well. As you just heard in the update, Canes have a new defensive coordinator. Lance Guidry, you just heard, was a Marshall defensive coordinator last year. Apparently was with Tulane for about a month. Was there long enough that the Miami Hurricanes going to have to write Tulane a check to so Lance can get out of that contract and come to be the defensive coordinator, where he had a lot of really good stats, man. Really good stats, third down defense, run defense, 2.8 average. I think they gave up under 90 yards per game against the run. I think overall defense, they were like 10th in the country. So a lot of good numbers with Marshall last year. So and they beat Notre Dame. If you're not familiar with that, they did get it and had some really good games defensively. So Lance Guidry will be coming in now. Got to find an offensive coordinator, figure that one out. And then the other news, of course, we have the trade deadline coming up tomorrow. At 3 o'clock, we'll have Brian Geltzeiler join us a little bit later on and talk to him a little bit about what he expects. If we expect anything big besides what we saw already with Kyrie Irving and how that thing's going to work. And only time will tell. It's going to be good for the NBA, though, to find out how Luka and Kyrie play together. Kyrie saying all kinds of stuff, by the way. What did you have to? Did you hear it?
Yeah, of course I heard it.
Wow.
He's a sick dude, man.
He's got a little different take on everything. Yeah.
No, he doesn't. He's a psycho. He deleted his apology off
of
his Instagram.
I saw that. I don't know why.
What are his excuses? I delete stuff all the time. That was one of them, right? I mean, I heard that one. And then I think he said he had Jewish family members.
Yeah.
What a bum. It's just like you got to delete the apology. We know you didn't mean it, man. We know. You got to delete it too, though, and you know that this gutless commissioner should do something about this guy. But I know you won't. But
no,
whatever.
Anyway, yeah,
what a bum, though, man. Unbelievable,
felt,
right?
Felt
that press
like
conference yesterday.
Lack of said he didn't get respect, and I don't know respect for what. You never played. The hell are you talking about? Anyway, we'll see. Hey, another new start for Kyrie Irving. This time in Dallas.
I hope this goes as poorly as humanly possible. By the way. I'll be heavily rooting against him.
is there anything else
you want
to add?
Seriously,
what
a bum. Like, why don't you just let stuff go? Like, we know how you feel, man. Like, you know, I get your apologies garbage and you feel a certain way about a certain group of people. We get that, man. Why don't you just at least pretend like you want to play the game, the PR game, a little bit?
Well, not just that, but
I mean, come on, man.
I really thought, wow, maybe this year kind of took over the team while KD's been out. They won some games, and instead he says, I left the Nets in good shape. They're fourth in the Eastern Conference. I was like, okay. So we'll be watching that and see if anything else happens as well coming up here with the trade deadline tomorrow. By the way, that wasn't even the crazy stuff yesterday. Aaron Rodgers, I just like, what's going to happen next on the podcast? God bless those guys in that podcast, because you got to listen to what he says just to find out. 4 days of darkness in an isolation retreat. I was like, it'll help him get closer to his final decision on what he's going to do. I'll help you with that final decision real quickly. No matter what you do this offseason, whether you go to Hawaii and walk around the mountains or whatever, or date a movie star, or you date an actress or a race car driver, whatever you end up doing, I know your ass ain't giving up $58 million this year. Because you'll never earn $58 million in a year ever again. Matter of fact, check that. $110 million over 2 years. Anybody think when Aaron Rodgers gets through meditation and the darkness, does anybody think all of a sudden he's walking out and going, you know, screw the $110 million over 2 years or $58 million next year. Who needs the money? Just not going to happen. Oh, you have it. Here it is. Here's Aaron Rodgers from the podcast.
You normally don't really throw in this time of year. Have you thought about throwing this year?
Well, I'm still in the art of contemplation about my future, so
Is that real? Are we really contemplating playing football again still? Is that like a heavy, heavy thought? Yeah?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know that. I just assumed because the way you've given answers, it's like foregone conclusion. But you have told us numerous times you haven't got through that portion of your decision-making yet. So that seems surprising to me right there. That's a real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing, 100%. And that's why I think it's going to be important to get through this week and then, to take my, my isolation retreat and just to be able to contemplate all things my future, and then make a decision that I feel like is best for me moving forward and in the highest interest of my happiness, and then move forward.
What's isolation retreat? We're just going into a cave?
Are you not going to talk? You're not going to speak? One of those things?
Yeah, is it just you in Ooh. There? And if you're just in there alone, do you know how many days you're in there? Are you taking an iPad, a book? Are we able to reach you?
What?
Is there good
It's 4 nights of complete darkness.
What? You going to Alaska?
Not Alaska, no. I've been to Alaska. That's a beautiful state. Beautiful. That's a lot
Are you
fun.
Locked in?
Where is it?
You're not locked in. No, you can leave if you you can't do it. You can just walk out the door. But it's a darkness retreat.
Wow.
And I've had a number of friends who've done it and had some profound experiences. And it's something that's been on my radar for a few years now. And I felt like it'd be awesome to do regardless of where I was leaning after this season. So it's been on the calendar for months and months and months. And it's coming up in a couple weeks.
He's a different bird, man. He's a different flying bird. There's no question about it.
It's a funny interview, by the way. They followed up after that. They asked him, like, if you have to wear a diaper while you're there, if they have a bathroom.
Yeah, no, I heard him say they got a bathroom.
Why would somebody want to do, like, willingly do that? That sounds like prison.
What's going to help him?
Yeah, but that sounds like solitary in prison. They're handing you the food, like, through a thing in the door.
It's
like,
going to help him.
Help him with what?
It's going to help him find himself on this.
Is that what they do to make
whether
you go
he wants
crazy?
To retire or not? And by the way, he's got a bunch of friends that have done it. That's just what all my friends do. Hey, I'm going to a darkness isolation retreat.
How long would you last?
I wouldn't last. I go nuts.
I don't think you'd go a day.
First of all, I don't want to be locked in darkness. I guess he said he could get out, but no, I know I couldn't do it 4 days. Question is, could I do it one?
I just don't understand why somebody would pay to do that.
Because he's maybe, what?
You could do it at your home, couldn't you, in theory?
Like, no, he's got to go out in the middle of nowhere. But maybe while he's there, he can, besides trying to figure out if he's going to keep playing, maybe he can fix things up with his mom and dad a little bit here for one of the final stages of life and enjoy the family a little bit up there in Northern California. That was a strange one, man. Like, Aaron Rodgers, stay tuned. What's coming next week? Anybody, honestly, Woody, I want to ask you. Now, I don't know. Oh, you know, I'm pretty close to retiring, and I got to make $58 million next year. $58 million. $110 over the next two, but forget the last part of that. Forget the $52 that he's due the following year. $58 million. $58 million. Just playing. By the way, that's not all your commercials and incentives. That's your money for football. $58 million. Does anybody think of all the years that he's looking at that going $58 million? I got to play. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just such a money hoe that he's different than I am. Maybe that's it. Maybe he's got a lot more going on in his life. He always tries to make it sound like he's the most well-rounded NFL player of all time. Maybe he does. Maybe he is the smartest guy. Maybe he is the smartest guy no matter where he goes. Maybe he is that guy. Maybe that's it. By the way, as crazy as that stuff was, when I saw Woody, the flag football game in Las Vegas, the all-star NFL all-star flag football game, not just your normal flag football. You go watch the kids here in high school or when they're younger. They got 6.28 million viewers to watch flag football. That is impressive. They were showing all the other events, got 1, 2 million, 3 million, and that little flag football. I thought it was impressive the amount of people were there just to watch it in person. I watched for a couple minutes. I did. I went, okay.
I watched for about 5 or 10 minutes. It was terrible.
I actually turned it on, and Tyreek Hill got lit up just as I was turning it on, and he was going to score and got popped and, you know, went down. But 6.28 million viewers to watch. They are the best players. They were all there, ones that minus the guys playing in the Super Bowl. I got to ask everybody out there, did you watch? And you're like, nah, I just wanted to watch throw and catch. It didn't bother me, because there must have been a bunch of you. You know how many people and how many sports that we have in this country would love right now, and sporting events would love to know that they have 6.28 million viewers? And this was for an NFL all-star flag football game.
Didn't the Lakers-Celtics get like half that?
Yeah. No, everything got crushed. The NHL All-Star Game, all of them got crushed by flag football. Well, it's not going away. It's you get those kind of numbers, you're going to go, hey, I'm in. I'm in next year. Where do we sign up if we can get that? And by the way, that still might not have been the best story. Some of this stuff coming out about Russell Wilson. Channing was on to something. When he got that new contract and got traded from Seattle to Denver, I didn't know. I knew about his own office that he had in the building, which is really weird and a really bad look for the rest of the team. I mean, that's just, you better be really friggin' good if you get your own office. You better be like, you better be Patrick Mahomes good. And even then, there's going to be guys that have a problem with you having your own office upstairs. But that wasn't even how about the quarterback coach? Had his own personal quarterback coach outside of all the coaches the team had. So that's where the team quarterback coach goes, hey, Russell, what about this? And he goes, I can't do it. My personal guy. We kind of like doing it this way. Yeah, but it's not working. Look at you. You're not very good. Crazy day yesterday. A lot of stuff, Woody. A lot of crazy stuff.
A lot of questions coming in on this darkness retreat. I did a little early research here, Joe, and does look expensive. Looks like it's like $2,000 to go to one of these places.
Well, I mean,
to lock
$2,000 for one of the highest paid guys in the NFL.
No. I know it's not a lot for him. It's a lot, not for you either, but it's a lot for most of us.
Why? How's this always get back to me?
Well, you just said it's not a lie. I thought 2,000's a lot for a trip.
But you're bringing it up. Aaron Rodgers did it.
In a cave.
Aaron Rodgers did it. It's not $2,000 is chump change to him.
I understand that. But I'm saying, like, for the rest of us, like, you can book these things online. Like, it's a real thing, apparently. Like,
if we had anybody do it, would like come on and tell us about it.
I don't understand why you wouldn't just do this at home if you're that much of a
nuts.
Lunatic. But
anyway.
Or you could commit a crime. They'll throw you in solitary down at the jail. There you go.
No, that, but you can get out of this one. Darkness.
Oh, you can just walk out of this
one?
Yeah,
you can walk out. Okay. He just said that. He said, you weren't even listening.
No, I know, Joe. I know they don't keep you there against your will.
Hey, you know what? Food hadn't been very good. I'm hungry, and I can't sit here. Like, I'm going
nuts.
How
do you eat? Like, do they just do, like, is it all finger food?
Woody, I don't know. You're looking it up. I thought you were going to know.
They can't give you any silverware.
Maybe he's eating salads the whole time.
No, they can't give you silverware if you can't see.
Eat the salad with your hands. I don't know, Woody. Hey, we got to go to break. I do know
they got to give you drugs or something, right?
I got to
be some magic mushrooms
or
something
maybe,
like Aaron
maybe
Rodgers
it is.
Stuff.
Maybe,
what's
and
that
by
stuff
the way,
he drinks?
The Berkeley is home of the magic mushroom. Had, you know, phenomenal magic mushrooms. So maybe you're right. Maybe.
Well, they got to do something to pass the time.
He said some of his friends have had just a wonderful experience, but I just don't understand how this gets his mind clear. And he goes, you know what? I figured it out. I don't need the $58 million next year, and I don't need $110 million. I don't need it. I'm done. I just don't think that's going
to
happen.
Maybe it comes to him, though, in a vision while he's at his thing.
As a vision? How can you have a vision locked up in a dark place before? I just be like, I'd have to have a bet with somebody. It'd have to be for a lot of money to suck it up. That would be a tough one. All right. We have to go to break. We do have a lot more stuff. Yeah, man, just when you think, okay, the basketball stuff that's going on and the NFL away from the Super Bowl and some of this stuff coming out on Russell Wilson and then Aaron Rodgers on the podcast yesterday, and you're just going, wow. Boy, just keep us going, man. The happiest man in the world is the man that owns Pro Football Talk. Mike Florio's just got to be excited about this and trying to figure out what's going to happen there. Hey, I'll tell you what. Had a great experience yesterday with Nuceria Health. I love telling everybody. I Zoom called with Dr. Alex Alonzo to go over the plan. 6 months and went over everything. Looked at all my numbers to look, see results, how I'm feeling. What's the goal now? What are we thinking? And gave me his thoughts on everything. That's what's so great about this, man. If you're looking and you want to get on a hormone replacement therapy program to help you have more energy, start feeling better, get a sexual lift, maybe something you haven't had for a long time, how about just losing weight? How would you just like, yeah, I'm getting older, man. I know I got to lose some weight. I'm getting in that danger zone. I'm tired of that cardiologist telling me you got to lose some friggin' weight. Well, do something about it, man, and let Dr. Alex Alonzo and the folks at Nuceria Health put you on a program that's perfect for what you want, what your goals are. And the best part is you don't even have to go to Nuceria Health because you've looked it up. You know they're in Dade County. By the way, if you have a chance, you should go down and see the facility. Real friendly people, very knowledgeable people there to help you achieve your goals every day. But whether it's the blood work or Zoom calls, bottom line is, if you're in Broward County right now, any part of Dade County, or even Palm Beach County listening, it doesn't matter. Everything can be done from your home, and you can get those same great results thanks to a Zoom call. The blood work's got to get done, though. That's the key. Make sure we get the blood work done so Dr. Alex Alonzo can look at everything and put you on a program that is safe and healthy for you, and then on top of it where you can get great results. 786-305-6337, 786-305-6337, or mynuceria.com to learn more and tell them Joe sent you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Couple of days away from, hopefully it's a good Super Bowl game. I mean, I, the girl's already talking about the food we're going to have and, you know, and this. I know the entertainment will be fine, and there'll be, you know, some new commercials, and they're spending a zillion friggin' dollars for them. I just want a good football game. I want to be able in the second half, say late third quarter, to go, hey, this game could go either way. I'm a little concerned. As good as Patrick Mahomes is, and he's getting, you know, and he's going to be the MVP. He's going to win the MVP, folks. God, that Philly team is really good across the board. When you look at most football teams in NFL, everybody's got a hole or two, especially after a season and you've had injuries at certain positions. And it seems like in the NFL, when you have an injury or injuries, it happens at the same position, right? Hasn't happened with the Eagles. Eagles have stayed pretty healthy, and they're good. That guy putting that thing together, they got a really good team. It's deep. Doesn't have, I just don't see any weaknesses. It's not a position. Oh, man, I'll tell you what, they're struggling at this position. I mean, across the board, when you start talking about top three in offense and top three in defense and rushing touchdowns and sacks. I mean, you go one side of the ball with some crazy number, and you go the other, and you go, crazier number. Now, they got to finish it out. And it's amazing because the spread is really close. And I just think Patrick Mahomes he's going to have to play like the MVP on steroids. He's going to have to put together one of his great games that he's played to have a chance to win this. I mean that. Jalen Hurts doesn't, in my opinion, because I think they're going to be able to run it. And he can run it. So I hope. I just want to see an entertaining game. Nobody wants to turn that game off around 9 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock, going, boy, this thing's just a dud.
I mean, a hard time seeing it being a blowout. And even if it is, like, Mahomes always comes back anyway, so what's the difference? Right? He'll keep you glued as long as it's like a 2-3 score game.
I think it's a great story. Somebody brought this up to me and said, well, wait a sec now. Is there a chance that the AFC was just – had a lot better teams in NFC. Who is really good in the NFC? Really, now that we looked at it, who is really good except for Philadelphia? Like, who really, really looked good? And I go, well, the 49ers before, you know, the injuries to the quarterback position. But the AFC, I mean, you could say that. Cincinnati was legit. Buffalo looked like they had a pretty good team, although they lost a little of their mojo. We saw as the Dolphins played him real tough in the last two games, including the playoff game. So I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not giving Kansas City's overall talent, besides their tight end and their defensive tackle, and maybe I'm not giving them enough credit. Offensive line's pretty good, but not nearly as good as that Eagles offensive line. And while they're running it, they got two number one receivers on the outside. And again, I think Kelsey's really good at tight end. Really good. I mean, you want to talk about chemistry between quarterback and receiver. That's as good as there is in the league. No question. You're right if you say that. But if you're just lining up two receivers on the outside, that's top three in the NFL.
I was hoping you'd come out today and say you're not impressed by Kelsey because the league is soft now.
I didn't say all that stuff.
Because you're a former tight end. No, I was just hoping you would go Trent Dilfer on us this morning.
Oh, no. No, I'm not. Are you gonna get going on that thing again today? You don't let things go. You just stir right back up.
It was a very strange you know, series of comments that he made.
Well, what do you think? You knew there were going to be strong comments one way or the other on old school and new school with what he said. There are a lot of people agreed with him. I had guys tell me, he's right, you know, Joe. He's right.
Oh, come on. Who told you that?
Some guys I played with that said they're right.
Unnamed sources?
I'm not doing unnamed sources, but I don't want to throw guys under the bus when they call me and tell me things.
What, they're not impressed by Brady either?
There's a lot of guys that brought up, like, I wish Brady could have been hit like Marino and see what it was like. And I was like, look, man, I'm not taking anything away from Tom Brady. And I'm not, you know, talking about footballs that had air taken out. Listen, Tom Brady's really freaking good, man. He's really good. He's going to be in the discussion for greatest player ever with what he just did. If it's about stats and it's about rings, Tom Brady's right there at the top. Is he back in town? Did he go on a little trip? Or I saw he's in his underwear.
Brady?
Yeah. Is he?
I looked like he was on the beach. He's not in the darkness.
No, he's not doing that thing.
He's not. He does. Brady seems like he does some unusual stuff, but he's not.
So I just think Tom Brady just goes, hey, Aaron, just keep being Aaron Rodgers. This is great for me. It's great. You're so out there. Russell Wilson must be saying the same thing. Like, Aaron, you just keep being you. Whatever makes you, you know, run every day. Just keep being that guy. Because that was a weird one, man. Of all the things, retreats, there's a lot of retreats where you go work. You ever been to any self-motivational things or you're down in the dump? They have these things. I went to one. I did. I was down in the dumps after football, my divorce, and I was just down as low as one man can be.
But you had the lights on.
Yeah, but I went to these classes, these landmark classes, and they worked for me. And
No, look, I get it. I get the
whole
thing.
But if you go to that and somebody says stop blaming other people, it's about you, and you know, and people go to different things. But this guy always got to be a little different. I'm going to this darkness isolation retreat. Really worked well for a lot of my friends. Yeah, I got a whole bunch of friends that would just, I'm sure they've all done that.
Just seems strange to pay for something like that. Like, just get some blackout shades or, you know, tape your window shut or something.
Yeah, I don't. Woody, I don't know. Woody, I got to tell you, that's. And by the way, he said it's going to help him get closer to his final decision on whether to retire or not. I don't know about you. What do you think? You think Aaron Rodgers is going to retire?
I don't know, man.
You think he's strange enough to retire?
I think he's strange enough to do anything. I mean, if he's strange enough to pay money to go sit in a dark room for 4 days, then yes, I think he's strange enough to do just about anything.
I'll tell you
this
what.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard of. I had never heard of this until yesterday.
I'm going to have a lot of respect for Aaron Rodgers if he says no to that $58 million. Because I don't see it.
I mean, clearly he doesn't need the money, bro. He just needs to sit in darkness somewhere.
It's the most he'll ever make by far.
Does he seem like he needs the money? I don't know. He's weird, man. Let him go.
You know what they
do his thing.
A lot of guys say this when you're done playing. Remember, most guys' salaries go way down on what they do next. And Aaron Rodgers is not going to be any different. There's no jobs out there. And Aaron knows this, by the way. Even the smartest man in the NFL knows there's not a job for $58 million out there for him to make next year.
Someone said Aaron Rodgers is trolling everyone. That's what I believe with Russell Wilson. Like, I don't believe Russell Wilson could truly be as corny as he is.
Oh, no.
I find it very hard to believe that he's achieved the success that he has at that position, being that much of a weirdo.
I think Russell Wilson and his wife are that far out there. I think he's finally going to have a coach, because Nathaniel Hackett was never going to do it. He's finally going to have a coach come in and Sean Payton and say, listen, man, I guess you probably have a pretty good idea how people talk about you, both players and things. So we got to clean a couple things off. You're not having an office, number one. I don't mind you having two lockers. All right, nobody's going to complain you have two lockers next to each other. And the second thing is, your little quarterback coach that you brought from Seattle, he's out. There's not going to be your own personal. It's not going to happen.
So you buy that both of these guys, Rodgers and Wilson, are just, this is who they are.
Yes. Yes.
The darkness retreat is the weirdest thing I've ever heard, man.
It's out there.
I just.
Woody, I don't disagree.
Don't you see all those videos, like the people they lock in solitary and they start like writing, you know, they like prick their finger and they like start writing on the walls and stuff. Like, I know you can't leave in those situations.
You've been watching too many movies.
I have. I watched that one. What's the show on, there's one on
you
HBO.
Somehow got him like in prison now.
Blackbird. Have you seen that one?
No.
It's actually really good.
All right.
With the guy who played Elton John.
I didn't see it, no.
Yeah, I mean, like, but like you go crazy in there. I don't know.
4 days.
You think that's what they do? Like, do they like start carving into the walls and stuff?
I don't know, but I'm guessing there are a lot of people when they heard about this looked it up to find out what the darkness isolation retreat is all about.
Someone said Aaron Rodgers can join the amateur PGA Tour and he will make $200 million in endorsements in seconds. So, is there an amateur PGA Tour?
I don't know. But you qualify. I know some former player, Tony
Romo.
Tony Romo's tried
to.
No, he's not.
Aaron Rodgers is.
Tony Romo's really good, and he has had trouble trying to qualify for a couple of events. But
it's weird stuff, man.
So Aaron Rodgers, you know, won that. It goes back. And by the way, he said something else stupid. Did you hear his comments?
The San Francisco thing?
The amateur. So he won the amateur pro thing.
I don't know which comments you're talking about. He's got a lot of weird
comments. So he said, this is this I'm most proud of this trophy, even more than my MVPs. Like, okay.
They asked him if he has to wear a diaper at that place, man. How do you go to the bathroom without the lights?
I don't know. We got to go to break. Look what Aaron Rodgers is doing to us. Look what that guy's doing to us.
I'm trying to figure out these things, man. Like, they were trying to figure out on the podcast yesterday on the McAfee show, like, how do you go to the bathroom if there's no lights?
Maybe you're right, Woody. Maybe he gets on that podcast and goes, boys, we threw him a curve today. That is funny, man. Yeah, good job. Good job, Aaron. Boy, I'll tell you what, you got real creative today. All right, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy deals. You don't have to get creative to see the great products. Just stop by. We've got convenient locations all over South Florida and unbelievable new and used products for you and the best overall cars, trucks, and SUVs we have ever had, starting with the big SUVs like the Tahoes and Suburbans. So they've added a sporty look going back to 2021, and on top of that, they've added more space. So their thinking is a lot of people just going to stay away from airplanes and take their vacations back here from the Keys, maybe go up to North Carolina, maybe go up the northern part of the state, maybe go over to Orlando, but you're going to be plenty comfortable in those Tahoes and Suburbans. Midsize SUV, still got plenty of space like that Traverse, and our smaller SUVs, when it comes to style and substance, can you really beat a Trailblazer, a Blazer, and an Equinox? And then I get over to Silverado Trucks, strong, durable Silverado Trucks, and they have a bunch of different style trucks to fit your lifestyle. Need a full-time working truck, new or used? We got them for you. We got them, man. They're ready to go. Oh, you need a family truck. Still have to have room? Get the kids around? We got that. Whatever it is you're looking for, I'll tell you this, South Florida Chevy dealers have it. Man, the Corvettes and Camaros still as sexy as can be. I always got to get them in, even though those Corvettes get ready to wait in line for those bad boys. They are unbelievable. Hey, go find out why everybody's excited about South Florida Chevy deals, calling it the best overall cars, trucks, and SUVs they've ever had, with convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right. What do you have for us today?
All right, we'll start the NBA here, and some good news for the Brooklyn Nets here, man. Now that scumbag Kyrie Irving is gone, Cam Thomas has been going off. Did you see these numbers here,
man,
for the last three games?
Boy.
At 43, 5, and 3 last night, 47, 4, and 3 the other night, and then 44 again the other night, 5 and 5. So
he
says, youngest player in NBA history score 40 points in 3 straight games.
He says, I kind of like this. These two, one guy gone and the other guy hurt, and let me take over. Wait. Unbelievable story.
We might have to hit Target, get some NBA boxes, man, start ripping some stuff. He's got some rookie cards in there. Might have to start ripping some stuff.
You know what you've done to me with that damn Target thing?
Do you look for cards every time
you
go?
The other day I was with my wife. I go, you got a second? She goes, yeah, well, can we go in Target?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you buy anything?
Nah, I didn't do it.
No?
No. Anyway, what
you
do
you still holding on to those sets you got at our friends over at AA Mint Cards, right?
Yeah, well, some of them I gave to the grandkids, and I don't know if my son-in-law opened up and played. I tried to explain to him they could have value, but I don't know if
it's tough with kids, bro.
Yeah.
It's very tough to explain.
It's tough
to
do that to a two-year-old, exactly.
I had a big pickup yesterday. I got 2012 Immaculate, which is a big, you know, one of the, like, kind of like the box we opened. I got a LeBron, Wade, Bosh, triple little patch card. So
wow. What's the value on that? The big three?
I don't like to just talk numbers on the show, but
well,
it's a very personal question. You don't ask someone what they paid for their home or their car or something like that. Like, you don't ask.
They do in Miami. This down here, everybody tells you what they have.
Very, very personal question. But it came in at slightly under $200, if that helps you.
That's the value of the car?
Well, the value is whatever I just paid for it. I mean, I won it in an auction last night.
All right.
The only other one listed, though, is like around $800. So that one happened to be at auction. And I went for it. I put in a bid, and
we
got a little bit of luck last night, man.
Yeah,
it was a big night.
That's your hobby, man. Good for you.
That's how I have a big night.
All right.
Where my life has become. All right. Did you see this? So ever since Arian Foster said that the entire NFL is based on a script, which I assume he was joking when he said that. Somebody leaked a fake script, a Super Bowl script. On Twitter, got a lot of people looked at it, that had the Eagles winning the game 37-34. Did you see this by any chance?
No.
Anyway, it was an account that put this thing out there. Now, the funny part is that people are actually taking action on this thing. And it says DraftKings spokesperson said that 37-34 Eagles is the most popular correct score bet made so far, making up 21% of the total bets of the correct score market.
Oh,
and now 26% of the overall money.
So let me ask you, how's this dumbass think it's scripted? So how's scripted? Like, okay,
Arian Foster?
Jalen, you guys scored. So now it's the next two scores have to come. You guys take it easy. Go talk to the team. And we're going to let Patrick Mahomes score a couple of times.
I don't think anyone's arguing that the games are not. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious, right?
That guy's out there, by the way, in the name of mental health.
That was a little bit of a strange take, but yeah. The stranger part is that people are actually betting this thing here, and that would be like an all-time high score.
By the way, that would be a fun game to watch. I hope it happens.
Yeah, that would be. So 12 million views on that tweet, by the way, which is why we got all these bets coming in. It was at plus 25,000, by the way. It's now at plus 8,000. So if it does hit, you win a lot of money. But, again, that score would be very, very unlikely. Last year, we also had, The Simpsons predict a lot of stuff that happens. They predicted that in one of the Simpsons episodes that Cincinnati would beat Los Angeles 34-31 in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So a ton of people bet that. Did not hit.
No.
Super Bowl teams have scored 37 points once and 34 points four times.
Well, I'll tell you what, if we got that kind of Super Bowl, Woody, that would be That'd feel a little bit like old Buffalo and Kansas City playing.
That's a total of 71, by the way. The over-under, I think, was 50.5. Only two Super Bowls have ever beaten that total of 71. Mm-hmm. So, unlikely.
Yeah.
We had a good story, by the way. Rams rookie Ronnie Rivers. Did you see this? Hanging out in the casino in Vegas. Won $500,000 on a progressive jackpot playing poker. He hit a royal flush at the three-card poker table. The odds of getting a royal flush are 1 in 649,000.
He got it.
By the way, three-card poker, if I'm not mistaken, is like you have the worst odds out of any casino game there is in three-card poker. You ever play that game?
No.
So in three-card poker, you have to bet, you get your cards, and then you have to bet again to play against the house. Like if your cards are good enough, you have to bet again. So you're betting twice, I believe. And it's some of our casino experts out there can tell us, but I believe that is the game you have the worst odds of winning.
Wow. Not for that
guy. Right up there. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. And finally, Joe, we got the Pickleball Slam coming to the Hard Rock. This is pretty cool, man.
Okay, well, who do you have?
So first of all, it's going to be on ESPN.
Okay.
And they're going to compete for $1 million. Competing in this event will be a bunch of your favorites. Johnny McEnroe. Michael Chang, Andy Roddick, and Andre Agassi. So a handful sounds of your like, favorite tennis
sounds
players.
Sounds like a few guys are getting paid some money to be part of this.
Well, they're competing for $1 million.
There you go.
And you can buy tickets. You can go to this thing. It's a whole event. Looks like a lot of fun, actually. I know you're anti-pickleball, but I think it looks like a lot of fun.
Please don't. I don't want anybody to take it the wrong way, but I'm not playing pickleball yet. But I can see it's getting closer.
But you don't have to be anti-pickleball like you are.
I just like tennis. I don't even play doubles. I'm still
playing
singles.
Those guys are a lot younger than you,
although
though.
It's ugly singles right now.
Right?
It's not
Johnny Mack is younger. I mean, Andy Roddick's definitely younger.
Yeah, but those guys all play tennis still.
Okay, but they're playing pickleball. They can
all
do
right.
both.
Great. Good, man. Whatever. Whatever they want to do. They want to play pickleball, God bless it. It's growing like crazy. A lot of people are playing. They love the game. Great. But I don't like when people, you got to play pickleball. I'll play whatever I want to play. And right now I want to play tennis. I don't want to play pickleball. You play pickleball,
all right,
it's great.
Calm down in there. Couple of quick
You're sick of everybody. I've never seen so many people push you to play. Joe, you need to play pickleball. No, I don't. I can play tennis.
Somebody wants to know if you asked the Target greeter if they were all right. And somebody wants to know what cards do I buy, what brand.
Man,
if you're going to Target
funny.
Or Walmart or whatever, you want to try to hit a Cam Thomas, just get a Prism, you know, just a
there
regular Prism blaster box will do you just fine. Probably have a little luck there.
There you go.
$20, $25, whatever those are going for now.
Listen, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up. Paul Maurice, Panthers head coach, will join us. Brian Geltzeiler will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk some NBA with the trade deadline coming up Thursday by 3 o'clock. And right now, I want to tell you about Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. And when it comes to great service and making sure you're covered 7 days a week, whether you need a new air conditioning unit, whether you need a new water heater, when it comes to the folks that work on the air conditioning side and plumbing side, we got you covered, man. Trained and certified technicians, more than 100 trucks on the road every day, 7 days a week. Air conditioning units ready to go. Got a warehouse full of air conditioning units ready for you no matter what size you need, no matter how many you need, we got you. Same with the plumbing part of the company. Licensed, experienced plumbers, 7 days a week for all your daily indoor and outdoor plumbing problems you might have. We're also the Water Heater Kings of South Florida. I like them. They call themselves the Water Heater Kings. That means we have trucks filled with all-size Rheem water heaters ready for same-day installation. That's our goal. We don't have to order them. They're in that warehouse right next to those air conditioning units, ready for you with financing plans to back everything up. It's going to be a great experience for you. 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER with any kind of plumbing problems. Family-owned, Eric, Mike, Chippy, all the rest of them still going strong. So I wish Chippy stopped smoking. Check out ATC's Google reviews. They have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.4 out of 5 rating at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.